your level of confidence in Odell being able to go on Sunday?
We're very optimistic. We're very hopeful, obviously, and we'll wait and see how it transpires. I know he's been real focused, doing as much as he's been able to do this week, and so we'll have to wait and see.
Mike, every week it seems that the number of carries the running backs are getting is dropping. Is that game plan related, or is that on purpose?
Well, I think this past week kind of unique as it unfolded. Obviously, a very slow start for us offensively, and felt that from a tempo standpoint, we were able to do some things with some quick passes, and how Baltimore was playing us, it kind of warranted a little more of some of those quick passes and adding the extra defender, making the run a little more difficult. And so I think it was just more of an adjustment in terms of how that game was unfolding. We're always striving to have balance and do those things that we'd like to take some of the pressure off the line so that, you know, when they're not always pass setting every snap, especially against these guys we're going to play here in London, and also sets up the play-action passes. So it necessarily wasn't by design. It was more rather, a game plan type of an adjustment.
Do you have a quick fix for the running game?
I don't think there's any quick fixes. I think that when we look at how we're being defended, when we have those six-man boxes, when teams are playing more of the two-high coverage, schematically we can put ourselves in positions. We have to execute better and get our fundamentals better. That's what we've been working on. And I think when that comes into play, we have to be more effective, more efficient. Certainly can't turn it over and can't have the penalties, et cetera, et cetera. But if teams are going to be of the mindset of being in those one high, bring the extra defender down, and play more man-to-man, one high man coverages, that certainly is something that we can also take advantage of, and it may end up being we're throwing the ball more at times if that is the case. So we'll have to kind of wait and see.
Is the solution to that, you kind of like go in between the box and the deep guys?
A little of both, yes. That's a great point. I mean, you don't ever – we're certainly not going to say, oh, gosh, it's a six-man box, it's too high, we're just going to run, we can't throw. We have to have answers, and the two go hand-in-hand as far as our action passes and then the runs. And on the same sense, too, if you have a one-high look, you have to be able to run the ball. And there are things that schematically we have that we want to make sure we rep every week, and just depending on who we're playing, how we have to fine-tune or tweak. So you have to have both. I just think overall it usually lends itself a tick more to be able to have a few more runs when you've got a two-high than when you have the one-high, the extra safety, extra defender down in the box.
Mike, with a guy like Aaron Donald, can you go into a game plan situation saying, you know what, it's going to be rare that we can match up with him one-on-one?
I tell you, he is a fantastic football player. I don't know if there's another defensive tackle that's playing at such a high level in terms of just the disruption that he causes in both the run and the pass, and the number of quarterback hits he has and in terms of the pass game, but then also just he's behind the line of scrimmage in the run game as well. And so when you talk about someone we have to be aware of and know that we take into account from a protection standpoint, from a double team standpoint in the run game, he's at the forefront of our mind. He's a heck of a player, and we're going to have our hands full for sure.
Now, we've talked to you a lot about on the edges. You've faced a lot of edge pass rushers. I mean, I know Jernigan you faced last week, but your interior line, you know, with Pugh and Jerry and obviously Richburg, what are your feeling? How do you feel like they match up with a guy like Donald?
Well, I think anybody in this league is going to have a great challenge ahead of them going against Donald. I can't say enough what a tremendous football player he is. I know our guys are excited about the challenge. They're eager for the challenge. Schematically, we have to help them be successful, put them in the right positions, and be smart about the types of situations that we would put them in. I think that interior-wise, as you mentioned, you know, we've had some solid days. We've done some good things. We've had some setbacks at times. We're just going to have to really make sure we're at our best on Sunday against him.
Mike, going back to the running game, Rashad is back after several weeks. What did you see from him in the limited snaps? Because I noticed he's on the injury report again. Is there still concern about that thumb?
Well, he's appeared to move a lot faster and have a little more of his groove back, for lack of a better term, that we'd seen earlier in the year. I think he's becoming more comfortable, more accustomed to having that, and excited to have him back in there. I think, as we mentioned earlier, that run game was tough sledding for us, was disappointing in terms of last week. From what we're seeing this week in practice and what we're hoping to accomplish there on Sunday, excited about him and the contributions that he can make. And I just, to answer your question, he looks as though he's getting back into that game, week one, week two form that we saw him earlier in the year. You know, I'm not sure if it was as simple as that. I think there's always factors that come into play, whether there are special teams concerns, whether there are injuries that, you know, guys are some respond or are able to manage better than others. And certainly we have a great confidence in him. He's had some great runs for us. I know he does a lot on special teams. So it was no conscious effort as far as, hey, player X is back, so player Y is out of the fray. You know, I think it's still a matter of trying to find those guys that can do it all, and it's a lot of sombreros they're wearing as far as the pass protection, catching the ball, being able to run, and so forth. So we'll wait and see what happens over in London.
Mike, has Odell been able to do any of the participate in any walkthroughs that you've done?
Yes, we've had some. We'll have both our formal walkthroughs that we have before practice. We'll have some jogthroughs and various things. I wouldn't want to, you know, the injury report obviously will come out as far as the degree of participation with Odell, but he's been very focused in terms of assignments and the things that we're going to want to do from a pass game standpoint. And so he's in tune, he's focused, he's determined, and again, we're hoping for the best.